A week after the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster, residents of Nacogdoches, Texas, are trying to come to terms with physical and psychological exhaustion. Most of the debris from the shuttle fell in and around the East Texas city of 30,000. As Janet Heimlich reports, the intensive effort to hunt down evidence has scrambled daily life.
When pieces of the space shuttle began falling from the sky, Rusty Sanders had a lot on his mind. He's the fire chief and emergency management coordinator for the city of Nacogdoches. First, Sanders says he had to inspect a charred circuit board that lay on his roof.
I came immediately back downtown, and we were getting reports from all over of debris that was falling, but none of it was catching fire or anything like that. I notified our city manager, and immediately started calling people in.
Sanders says about a third of the city's approximately 100 police officers and firefighters began noting where debris had fallen and telling residents not to touch it.
Everybody's been sort of keyed up and geared up and ready to go. We've canceled vacations for right now because we have a lot of people working.
City staff has been tapped in a multitude of ways to respond and to do just all sorts of things.
Nacogdoches City Manager Virginia LaFollette.
You may have meter readers, you know, driving the trucks. We've got police officers, you've got fire, you've got public works people. We had people in our public works department that were pulled off to go with the EPA people to help them get to locations because we know where things can be found.
LaFollette says the first 2 days were the most hectic as city administrators and emergency personnel worked around the clock. Last weekend, city workers racked up $34,000 in overtime. Not surprisingly, some regular city business came to a halt.
Everything that was on your calendar to do is gone. I mean, you know, everything was canceled, meetings were stopped. We're trying to build a new police station. We're trying to get a new animal shelter online. These things move to the back burner.
My name is Leanne Gerner. I'm normally a court clerk for the Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 here in Nacogdoches, but as of Saturday morning, they opened up our office to handle the media.
These days, Gerner helps reporters find their way to press conferences instead of processing paperwork for jail inmates or people filing lawsuits.
The things that we need to get out immediately, we are getting out immediately, but things that can wait, we've just started a box and we're just going to put it in a box until everything goes back to normal, and then we will begin there. When it's back to normal, begin catching up on the work that's backlogged.
Thomas Kurz is the sheriff of Nacogdoches County.
I've got approximately 300 inmates back here in my county jail, and I have to keep that fully staffed. So our jailers are rotating out, but everyone's days off were canceled. They're running 12-hour shifts 7 days per week, and that's every employee that I have, with the exception of a few of us that are putting in several more hours than that.
But city and county officials say, even though looking for shuttle debris has been taxing, people are not neglecting important duties. For example, Kerr says his staff still responds to crime reports and other emergencies.
Even though we do have the space shuttle literally laying all over Nacogdoches County, first and foremost, we have a priority to the citizens of this county to meet their law enforcement needs, and I have not forgotten that task as well.
Nacogdoches officials say they'll continue to assist in the recovery effort for as long as NASA needs them to. Some say they're short on sleep, but add that the long days are worth it if it means helping to discover what led to the shuttle's breakup. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Nacogdoches, Texas.